The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and welcome back to the Chamber Connection on a dog days of summer kind of Chamber of Commerce day here in Northwest Florida. It's hot early today, but hope you're getting a good start to your week, and thank you for tuning in here on News Radio 92.3 FM, 1620 AM. Today, we are going to be talking entrepreneurship in Pensacola, and I have with us on the phone Lauren Usher. She is with G Beta, and welcome to the Chamber Connection, Lauren.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Todd.
Absolutely. So let's jump right into it. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me this morning. I'm excited to be here talking about G Beta Pensacola. Well, you know, as you said, my name is Lauren Usher. I'm from Florida myself, and had a little bit of a winding path before I ended up in the entrepreneurial ecosystem here. But I, you know, did undergrad, focused on English and psychology, and really felt at that point in my life that I was going to possibly take a faculty route, be teaching at a university, and, you know, focusing on psychological research. But over, you know, the next few years and just kind of exploring different things, I realized that that wasn't for me, and I was exploring what else could be out there that, you know, would be fulfilling and make me feel like I was really helping people. And so I came across the company that I work for now, Generator, and which runs G Beta and several other programs that I'm happy to touch on a little bit later in our conversation. And I was really excited by the opportunities that I saw Generator supporting across the U.S. in a lot of different cities. We weren't yet in Pensacola when I started, but we were really excited to continue the expansion. And so I've been at Generator for about 2.5 years now, working on the G Beta program in different cities across the U.S. We've, you know, built it up in Pensacola, and we're really happy to be supporting entrepreneurs in the different ways that they need some help.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit. You mentioned that you have G Beta sites all over the country, and Pensacola is fortunate to be one of those. Talk about how you operate and what exactly you've been doing in Pensacola.
Yeah, and I would say we're fortunate to be in Pensacola, too. So what G Beta is a free 7-week program for early-stage entrepreneurs. So we go into different communities like Pensacola and recruit startup companies that are really getting off the ground at the beginning stages, and we meet with entrepreneurs. We're always happy to connect with people and see what resources we can send them to or who we can connect them with to expand their networks. And once we go through this recruitment process, we choose 5 startups to really focus on during the 7 weeks of the program. And so during that program, the founders who are in the G Beta are meeting with the program director a couple times a week, really one-on-one, to focus on their challenges, their wins, their needs. And they're also doing a couple of group activities with the rest of the cohort. So they're doing lunch and learns to understand how to calculate their market opportunity and present that to venture capital investors. They're learning more about how to identify the right competition and how to navigate that part of the ecosystem. They're thinking about their financial milestones and, again, how to discuss those with a potential investor or funder. And then towards the end of the program, they meet with several investors. So we usually do about 25 to 30 investor pitches where we allow them to meet and start relationships with investors. And what's been really awesome about our experience in Pensacola is that our program partners are the Studer Community Institute and the Spring Entrepreneur Hub. And so we've really had an awesome relationship and experience getting set up and, you know, built from the ground up because they know the entrepreneurs in the area very well. They know the ecosystem, and they're really able to help G Beta and Generator as a company get situated in the Pensacola ecosystem.
Yeah, and that's really something that we're seeing more of here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida, is that entrepreneurial spirit and having these types of resources in place where entrepreneurs can come and learn and get connected to those folks that can help them is really a big benefit, and really appreciate y'all being here in Northwest Florida. And just to remind me, at least, how long have you been operating here in Pensacola?
We have been in Pensacola for a little over a year, so okay. We've run two cohorts so far.
Okay. And any success stories to share out of those yet, or is it too soon to tell?
Yeah, I think we have some success stories for sure. So across the two cohorts, so that means we've served 10 companies, since there's 5 companies in each cohort, you know, they have been really off to a great start. So we've already seen these 10 companies raise over $1.2 million in follow-on funding. That's after the point that they were accepted to the G-Beta program. So in the last year and a half alone, they've also created over 20 new jobs in the Pensacola area, which I think is amazing. So we're thinking about the funding and capital that the startups are bringing in, but also, you know, the job opportunities that they're providing in the region. And really what we've seen overall is that for every dollar that has been spent bringing G-Beta to market by our program partners, the graduates have imported $4.81 in capital. So we're seeing a 4.8x return on the investment. So that's kind of the success overall. I would say as well, individually for the companies that we've worked with, they've had a lot of big wins. So we work with companies in all different industries. And you'll get a sense of that from some of the ones that I touch on here. But for anyone who has, you know, been around the downtown Pensacola area and gotten to know Deshi, which is a medical grade skincare spa, they, you know, that might not seem like a startup idea right off the bat. But what Deshi is doing is they are creating this, you know, really high-end and high-quality skincare line that they're able to scale not only within Pensacola, but also they're working to get the technology up to be able to scale it across the U.S. as well. And Deshi has expanded to several locations around Pensacola, including their new beach location, and they have been able to add a ton of jobs in the area as well. And then giving a different example of the type of company that we work with, we have Assist, which is an app that allows homeowners to log in and find someone to help do, you know, a task around the house. So maybe install some lighting or do some gardening for them. So it's a gig economy app. They're really working hard to bring their headquarters to Pensacola because they're in the Central Florida region. And so we've been really excited to see how the partnership with the Spring and SCI has made people excited to move to Pensacola and make that the hub for their business.
And so that's what's really interesting to me is that the businesses that you've been working with, it's got sort of a wide variety of types of businesses. It's not, you know, mm-hmm. in, you know, particular space. And we'll talk about the mentorship program here in a second, but I've been able to participate in that as a mentor and just, mm-hmm. you know, being able to engage with, like you mentioned the app for the home improvement projects, you know, talking to that gentleman. But we also have people who are in the coffee business and in clothing and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty broad spectrum, which I think is encouraging because it means that people have different ideas and are looking, you know, to me, it seems like people follow their passions. And if you're really passionate about something, mm-hmm. then that's really going to be important in your success.
I totally agree. And I think, you know, it's that really great sweet spot of their passion and a need in the community. So people are really thinking about, you know, where are the gaps in Pensacola and what's needed in, you know, in the marketplace. I mean, really, they're seeing problems in the world, right? And they're looking to solve them. So you mentioned a couple, you know, we have other companies that are, you know, doing cybersecurity. So Argo Cyber Systems is helping smaller businesses understand how cyber hygiene is important to them and also just make it attainable, because we found out by working, you know, I found out by working with them that a lot of companies are sort of ignoring their cyber hygiene and then really getting in trouble down the line because they haven't put things into place.
Yeah, which is really surprising with everything that's been in the news.
Exactly, right? But it's expensive, and it can seem kind of, I think, outside of people's just, you know, their zone of knowledge. And so Argo really helps to make that a little bit more accessible. You know, you mentioned Alla Prima, the coffee company, who makes just awesome, you know, quality blends. They really saw that that wasn't happening in the Southeast yet. It was something that was really kind of limited to the West Coast and then a little bit in the Northeast. And they said, you know, hey, we can do this in the Southeast too. And because they set up as a subscription model, which they did during GBeta, they've been able to allow people to see Pensacola as, again, a hub that, you know, that they can look to either start their own business or to look for these quality companies and products that are really interesting and exciting. The two that started that company happened to be artists as well. So the visuals and, you know, labeling for their products are really beautiful. So it's been fun to see all of the different aspects of skill and just talent that these startup founders have been bringing to the program.
Yes, absolutely. So I mentioned the mentorship program. Talk about that a little bit, how you've been able to engage folks that have some experience and get them involved. And if is there an opportunity for people who are interested to be involved with the mentorship program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the GBeta program, we have different opportunities for mentorship that we offer to all of the founders who are engaged. So during the program, every week, all five of the founders come together and meet with five mentors. So you can kind of think of it as speed dating. They'll meet with a mentor one-on-one, and then we rotate after 15 or 20 minutes. So the point there is not necessarily to get, you know, a very valuable gem of knowledge in 15 minutes. It's kind of a short time to get to know someone, but it's more, you know, kind of like speed dating, to get to know the person, to understand their mentorship style, to help them understand your business and give them your elevator pitch, maybe get a little bit of feedback, but really feel out, like, is this someone who I want to continue a mentorship relationship with outside the program? And we found that to be really productive because each of the founders at the end of the program have met with 30 new people who generally they haven't met with before, and they're able to understand, you know, how to meet a mentor, what kinds of questions they're able to ask, and then move forward with relationships with a few of them. We also offer one-on-one mentorship intros during the program. So, you know, for example, if we're meeting with Eduosity, which was a SaaS company that was supporting K-12 learners, we might say, you know, we have a lot of ed tech founders and ed tech investors in our generator network. So we'll go ahead and introduce Eduosity to those people, where some of the other companies, you know, obviously don't want to meet with that particular mentor. So that means that at the end of the program, people are meeting additional folks who are very particular to their network or to their industry. And I think it's important, you know, if there's any founders listening, I think it's really important to have that balance of both meeting mentors who understand your industry really well and really get what you're doing because they have that experience, but also to meet with people who maybe are not familiar with your industry at all, and you really have to guide them through the pitch because it helps you as a founder to learn how to describe your idea to different audiences and how to be really flexible with that pitch. So a little free tip, but you also asked about opportunities for folks who can offer mentorship, which I think it's really great. And so, yeah, for both of those opportunities that I mentioned, you know, we're always looking for mentors. So we love opening up our mentor network and making it as vast as possible so that we have the best connections for the founders that we work with. So I would encourage anyone who's out there who would like to be a mentor to get in touch with us. And also, you know, sometimes folks don't really necessarily feel 100% confident in offering mentorship, but I think that if you're at all interested in even learning what it's about, some of the best mentors are company founders who are just a couple steps ahead or, you know, in a similar space and can share their learnings or their network. So we're always looking for people to get involved with the program who will help us to make other introductions or just kind of teach our founders what they can, you know, what different ideas they can think about as they're setting up their business. So there's plenty of opportunities. And if people really like the mentorship in GBeta Pensacola, we can also open them up to the other markets that we're in. So they can virtually mentor people in other cities as well.
Yes, that was my experience. And this has been a few months that it was all virtual it was all the local folks that are going through the program, but that is interesting. I didn't realize that there were opportunities if you're in Pensacola and you're, you know, interested in mentoring other businesses in other parts of the country, that those opportunities are available. So if that's the case, what's the best way for someone to get engaged?
Yeah, well, I'll write your name down, Todd. But the best way for someone listening to connect, that, you know, I'd say there's a couple different ways. So our website is gbetastartups.com. So that's really the base where you can go learn more about the program, when each of our programs are running. If you want to specifically connect to GBeta Pensacola, you can go to gbetastartups.com/Pensacola. We have the dates for the next program, which is planning to start in mid-October. We have office hours where people can connect with our directors to talk more maybe about their business in specific and just learn what kind of help they might get. And they can even go online and watch a recording of the last pitch night that we did to hear the pitches from the different companies and view that portfolio and everything else. So mentors for sure can go on that page and get in contact with us. Or if someone wanted to email me directly, my email is lauren@generator.com. And the key there is just remembering that generator has an 8 in the middle of it. Yeah. So it's GENER8TOR.
It's almost like a password where you're trying to...
it is, yeah.
But very clever, very clever. All right, so we're talking with Lauren Usher. She is the Managing Director of GBeta Generator, and we are talking about entrepreneurship here in Pensacola. So let's just talk about trends you're seeing in entrepreneurship in general. What is new? What has the impact of the pandemic been? Just talk about some general trends that you're seeing.
Yeah, of course. I think first to highlight, you know, just the fact that we see all of these different companies, like you mentioned a couple of them, and then we talked through some more in the cohort. So really we work with companies from all different industries, whether they are retail or technology or education or environmental, you know, all different kinds of industries work for us. But we have been seeing some trends, and you're right that, you know, obviously the pandemic has influenced everything. So a lot of what we're seeing right now is, you know, people thinking about the future of work and how technology will make the workforce look different. And that's everything from the process of interviewing and hiring people to the, you know, actual job scene. And it even extends into education. So people are thinking about how young people get internship experiences and on the job, real world experiences while they're in school, and thinking about that a little bit differently than it used to look in the past. Another thing that we're seeing a lot is people focusing on diversity and inclusion and thinking about what that looks like in the workplace, in schools, and just, you know, out in the world, thinking about how their businesses might market to different folks from different demographics or different backgrounds, and really just that focus on diversity in terms of the founder as well. So those are a couple trends that we've seen. And then I think, you know, some things kind of remain steady. So companies that are focused on business to business or B2B, companies that are looking at software as a service, so subscription companies, those are very, you know, very popular and very successful for, you know, for reasons being that, you know, they're able to have a sustainable long-term source of revenue. So we often see SaaS companies that are applying to our programs and getting pretty far in the process. But even outside of, you know, software, I think tech-enabled is very important when people are considering a program or an accelerator like GBeta or another accelerator program. Just because the tech-enabled aspect allows their business to be truly scalable. So when we're talking about scalable at Generator, and I would say, you know, at the Entrepreneur Hub as well, the Spring, they're really thinking about the tech allowing businesses to extend their reach as far as possible. So even if you're a premium coffee company, right, or a like Rainey's Closet is like clothing rental for children, luxury clothing rental for children, you're able to do it more and better and more efficiently because they're online, right, and because they have that app or that website. And so those are pieces that we always encourage entrepreneurs to think about, even if they're not quite there yet. It's important to be on top of those trends so that you know where you might extend your business a little bit in the future. And we can help people do that.
That's great. That's great information. So we've got a few minutes left. Tell us, are there other services or programs that Generator GBeta has that our listeners would be interested in?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Generator is a platform for the creative economy. So we see our mission to be a community's best partner to invest in their best and brightest. And we are always very thoughtful about who we think of as the best and brightest. You know, it's the people who have big ambitions. So not necessarily people who went to certain universities or people who have certain, you know, letters after their name or anything like that. But, you know, we include those people, but we also include founders who have really big ambitions and want to do great work. So the other programs and services that we offer that I think kind of showcase that mission is we do have accelerator programs for artists and musicians. And so these are basically very similar to GBeta model. They are an accelerator program that artists and musicians apply for and are accepted to. And then once they're in the program, they run through some programming that allows them to think about the business model for their art, right? So artists and musicians know how to paint or how to bake their songs, but sometimes they struggle with figuring out pricing or how to get the streams that they need in order to be successful or how to connect with agents. And so we help with that side of things. And we've really seen a lot of great success come from our artist and musician programs because what they're doing is a business too, right? They're entrepreneurs, but sometimes they're overlooked in the entrepreneur space. We also have an upskilling program. And so this is a program for folks who are chronically under or unemployed, which is another, you know, negative impact from the pandemic. A lot of people lost their jobs. And so what we do in our upskilling program, which is in partnership with Microsoft, we provide a wraparound support program for people who are learning a new skill like customer service representative or IT management. And we walk them through the curriculum that Microsoft offers and just help set up some accountability and some structure for their program. And then at the end of the program, similar to how at GBeta we introduce entrepreneurs to investors, in upskilling, we introduce job seekers to employers who are interviewing for the jobs. And so we hope that by walking people right through the program into a job interview, they have increased success in becoming employed at the end. And the last kind of bucket of programs or services that I'll highlight that Generator offers is our corporate programming. So we do have programs for some larger corporations. And so what we do there is we help these corporations' executives connect with one another in order to network and exchange best practices. But also, in this way, we can connect the startups that go through a program like GBeta Pensacola with the corporations. So we can help create partnerships. We can open up opportunities for funding or for the corporation to become a customer, really just facilitate relationships to see what comes out of it. And we've really enjoyed seeing the connections between that corporate programming and our GBeta programming.
Wow, that's all great stuff. So as we wrap up here, one more time, give us your information, your website, email, all that good stuff. So if people are interested, they can get in touch with you.
Perfect. Thank you. I've enjoyed being here. So again, the website for GBeta in particular, where you can navigate everywhere else, is gbetastartups.com. I'd recommend starting at gbetastartups.com/Pensacola to see the dates of the program and everything else about the program. And if anyone wants to email me, Lauren Usher, it's lauren@generator.com. Remembering the spelling of generator, but you can find all of our contact information on the website too.
Awesome. Lauren Usher, Managing Director of Generator GBeta Social Impact. Really appreciate the time today. Entrepreneurship is taking off here in Pensacola, and really appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much, Todd. It was great to be on the show.
So as we wrap up here today on the Chamber Connection, I hope everybody has a great week. If you're interested in the events that are going on this week and in the coming weeks, please go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those social networks. And that's the way we'll keep you connected on the Chamber Connection.
Todd, thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. We have more coming up for you here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. But first, let's see what's coming up for you in the news.
Another big jump in COVID hospitalizations over the weekend. The latest information coming up after Fox News.